The veteran of the Vice President, Pakwesi Misa Asa, attracted comments from political parties, MPs and individuals. They praised him for a sterling performance. A leading member of the NDC, Guzi Tando, praised Parliament for the professionalism exhibited. To him, Mr. Misa Asa answered the questions well.
Well, it was very professionally done. From the Parliament side, it was very ably conducted by the Deputy Speaker and Chairman of the Appointments Committee. The questions were precise, and of course, they focused on what is every Ghanaian's concern, the state of the economy, the state of our pockets. And I believe that the nominee, the soon-to-be His Excellency Emisa Asa, answered them ably and with honesty. And I think that's really good for the culture of our democracy.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, also believed Mr. Emisa Asa performed creditably well in his answers.
I thought it was a very good process. I think that the governor, now to be our vice president, was able to answer the questions very well. I think that he definitely has given a good impression of himself, especially his understanding of the economy, which is definitely a skill that is required in the presidency. And I'm quite confident that he'll do a good job.
The minority leader of Osei Mensah Bonsu said Mr. Emisa Asa was crisp with his answers.
I think the man was determined to be very crisp in answers that he gave, not to, you know, allow himself to be lured onto any other path. And I think he did well in that regard. But as I said, it is a national move that dictated the comportment of members and even the line of questioning. We could have asked so many questions. I had some other questions, but noticeably, I realized that he was dipping. How he started, he was quite agitated and quite excited. But about an hour and a half into the vetting, you could see that it was telling on him. Perhaps he hadn't faced such a barrage of questions before. And you needed to take that into consideration. I mean, we are all human. Which is why, even though I had about 6-7 questions that I had written down, I decided to let go.
Minority Leader Osei Mensah Bonsu, the MP for Madina Abokobi Alhaji Amadu Sorogo, said Mr. Emisa Asa knew what he was about as he gave accurate answers to the questions. He also used the opportunity to clarify some issues about his person. The MP for Achim Ebuakwa South, Samuel Atechia, noted that Pakwesi Asa did not perform badly at all. He graded him 60%. For his part, the MP for Menshia, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, feels the vice president nominee declined to answer some critical economic questions. In his opinion, Mr. Emisa Asa cannot perform creditably well looking at his previous track record.